The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy morning to everybody. Okay, just a little thought for you for the day. With their patience worn out by the journey, our first reading said from the book of Numbers, the people complained against God and against Moses. Stop and think a moment now about the complaints of the people in the desert on their way to the promised land, because their complaints are our complaints. You know, God worked 10 miracles to set his people free from Egypt. Every last one of the 10 plagues of Egypt was a miracle. And the people were set free from slavery in Egypt. And even as they were walking away from slavery at the hands of Pharaoh, they complained against God and against Moses. And they said, "Why have you brought us out here in the desert only to die at the hands of the Egyptians? We were better off in Egypt." So God said to Moses, "Take your staff into your hand and plant it into the ground. And stretch out your right hand over the sea." And all through the night, with a strong east wind, "I will divide the Red Sea before you like a wall to your right and to your left, and you will pass through it dry shod, while all of Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers will die in pursuit." And once again, the people were miraculously delivered from slavery and from being returned into slavery in Egypt, and no more than 3 days had elapsed from that event in which you hear the complaining of the book of Numbers that was in our first reading. "Where's our food?" people said to God. "Where's our water? We don't like this food." And it says that God and Moses were grieved in their hearts at the people and at their complaints. Because you know, at the heart of every complaint is a lack of faith in God. And as they did then, we still do now. Stop and think about it. We have been blessed greater than any generation that has ever lived in the world. We got our heat in the winter. We got our AC in the summer. You've got plenty to eat and a nice, soft, warm place to sleep. And a roof to keep your head dry from the pounding rain. You got a magic little device in your pocket and you can tap in any number you want. You can talk to anybody anywhere in the world, or you can hop into a little metal tube and fly through the sky at 10 times the speed of the birds to any place you wish to go. And you can live in peace and safety, and we can gather and we can celebrate our faith, and yet we forget God's blessings, not only these blessings that he gives us to us every day, but ones that he's given to us in our lives. We act like spoiled, petulant, entitled, complaining brats. And we grieve God by our lack of faith. And you know what God did to the Israelites when they complained? He sent them serpents that bit them and they got poisoned. And I want to tell you, the exact same thing happens today. Every complainer gets poisoned. The first poison is against your own self. Have you ever felt better for complaining? Doesn't it just make you sink even deeper down into the same grief that sparked the words of complaint in the first place? And how about your friends? How much do they like your complaining? You ever wanted to sit at the table with somebody who's a complainer? Excuse me, I think I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. Anything to get away from that, right? And worst of all, complaining poisons your relationship with God. I'm telling you, it's atheism on the installment plan. If you ever want less faith, just go ahead and complain. You'll slowly erode it away. Poison. And what we need to do is we need to stop and recognize that just as the Egyptians were in the desert, so are we in our own time. From the point of view of the Promised Land, they would look back on their days in the desert and they would see it as a time of great blessing. In spite of all the hardships, that was the time when God espoused them to themselves. And so he's still doing. You know, the desert is a great metaphor for life. We're on our way through this desert, a place of hardship, a place of deprivation, on our way to the real Promised Land. And as we go, our Lord is espousing us to himself. And that's why we want to make acts of faith every time we might be tempted to complain. Healing for the people was to look up at the serpent on the staff, and Jesus said, just as the serpent on the staff was lifted up in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, so that all who will look upon him will be healed. And so too we make an act of faith in our Lord, we're healed. Because that faith is the antidote for the lack of faith that caused the complaint in the first place. One of my favorite images for our Lord is the divine physician. And that makes us the patients. The patients with the illness. And is it ever right for the patient to say to the doctor, I don't like the medicine you're prescribing me. Give me different medicine. Medicine more to my liking. Never. But trust the doctor enough to take the medicine that he provides. Trust the doctor enough to know that he knows better than you do. Just a couple little thoughts as we think about the complaints of the Israelite people in the desert. To turn your complaints rather into an act of faith every time they might want to rear their ugly heads in that temptation to complain. And you'll find peace for your souls and rest and last for your weary spirit. Amen.